Another issue relating to the surgeon and the oncologist in colon cancer is referral to evaluate for adjuvant therapy. And I particularly wonder about the patients with stage 2 disease. Do you think there's been a shift towards more referral of patients? Do you think most patients are having the opportunity to discuss this with an oncologist?
In my practice, I think there's been a continued referral of those patients. I think the surgeons have long known about the controversy around stage 2 disease and have been, at least in my area, fairly consistent referrers of those patients. So I'm not seeing a big change there.
What is your approach to patients with stage 2 disease?
Essentially try and make the best guess as to what that individual patient's risk is. And then, honestly, I start maybe the opposite of what many of my colleagues start with. I start with, I'm going to give you chemotherapy. Why shouldn't I? Whereas I think many people with stage 2 disease are looking for the trigger to give it. Now, most of the molecular markers that are out there, the bad prognostic signs that have been identified, are our excuse to give it. But even in patients with bad prognostic signs, most of those are cured. So what I really want is a marker that says I don't need to give it. And that's why I very much like the stage 2 trial that's going on now, because I take my vanilla stage 2s, no increased risk that we know of, adequate nodes sampled, quote them about an 80% chance of being cured, right? Maybe chemo helps, maybe not. But how do I figure out if you're in the good 80 or the bad 20? And so this study, you send off to a reference lab the tumor, and if the genes in the tumor are good, then these patients don't get chemotherapy. And if they are bad, you're going to get chemotherapy. And it's the first colon study that's ever been done that prospectively utilizes a molecular genotype to decide on treatment.